Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the bones of Ezekiel chapter 37. Get your Bibles ready as we start there today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, second passage is in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 11 and 12. And he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Wherefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your grave, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. Well, this is a picture of the dry, scattered bone. Now, it's important that we understand the story there behind those two verses I just read in Ezekiel 37 about the valley of dry bone. Ezekiel is brought by God to this valley to overlook it, and God gives him a vision in verses 1 through 10. There's a valley of dry bone. God asked Ezekiel this question. He said, can these bones live that are scattered? I like Ezekiel's answer. He says, oh, Lord God, thou knowest. I've a lot of times thought that when I was taking a test in school. And the question would be asked, and I thought, oh, Lord God, thou knowest. Well, Ezekiel's answer was a great one. He said, he didn't try to pretend that he knew something that he didn't. And so God commands him to command the bones to come together. He does. There's a great shaking. And the bones come together. Not only that, but they have skin. And entire bodies are upon them. And all those bodies laying there look healthy. But there's no breath in them. And that's important because it is a picture as God is regathering Israel in the last days before the rapture and the tribulation to become a country. Not under other governments, but their own government, with no others over them. Not like as it was in the days of Rome and Greece and Medo-Persia and Babylon. So they're brought together, but there's no life in them. The bones are together, but no life, because they've not accepted Christ as their Messiah. Then Ezekiel is told to prophesy unto the wind. Wind is often used as an emblem of the Holy Spirit and his giving of life, his life-giving work. So he commands the wind, and the bodies begin to breathe and rise up. And a great army. When Jesus comes back, Israel will realize what they have done to their Messiah. Zechariah chapter 12, great chapter to read about Israel's reaction. People will come out of the grave. It's interesting, there are many Jewish graves today in front of the Eastern Gate because they believe that they'll rise up and be able to walk straight into that gate, through there, into the temple. See, the Lord raises them up. It doesn't matter where they were buried in the earth. God will raise them up. Now, these people place themselves there. But it is God who will raise them up. So I find that very, very interesting when God does that. Well, these guys raise up. Oh, I tell you what, they're all excited. They're all excited. You know, if we try to hinder this prophecy, then remember, God will judge those nations. When he comes back, there's going to be a judgment of nations. We know from the Word of God, he blesses nations, and he blesses individuals who bless Israel, and he curses individuals, and he curses nations based on their blessing or cursing of Israel, not because I say so, but because God says so. So God brings again the captivity of Judah, our text state. What is this? It's Israel back in unbelief. I believe that Psalms 83 tells of a war that's going to take place over there. It could be before the rapture. It could be in that period right after the rapture before the covenant is made with Israel. I don't know when it'll be. But whatever. Psalms 83 war over there. And that's on our website. And you look up for Psalms 83 under Sermons by Bible. And you look up Psalms 83, you'll see the scriptures and the sermons I've preached from Psalms 83 on that war and get a more clear knowledge of it. And there's sermons that I've preached in our church. But it tells of these nations that surround them, that are removed from being a danger to them any longer. Syria, Egypt, Gaza, Lebanon, Georgia, parts of Saudi Arabia, lands that surround Israel immediately right now. And it's interesting to me because in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 through 6, we see a Russian coalition. It'll have Turkey in it. It'll have Persia, which is parts of Iran and Iraq. It'll have Libya in it. And on we can go, different ones that are in that group. But none of these nations in Psalms 83 are mentioned. That's quite interesting. Now, some people say, well, these things happened back when Nebuchadnezzar was there, but some of the things that happens to them has never happened yet in history. Maybe in part, but not in whole, as the Bible says it. Remember, the Bible's fulfilled in whole, not in part. Well, that Russian coalition seems to come at Israel in the first half of the tribulation, in 7 years, and they're not seen. Those nations surrounding Israel are not seen. There is a temple that is built on the mount. You go over there now, there's not a temple. I've been on that mount, but there's not a temple there. But somewhere in the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist will set himself up in the temple to be worshipped as God. And he'll persecute the Jews. And the Bible teaches they will flee to the desert. Armies of the world will gather together to attack Israel. As a matter of fact, there's a coalition of Eastern armies, which I think of comes out of places like China and those Eastern, Far Eastern nations. That'll be 200 million strong, according to Revelation chapter 9. Now, today, Islam cannot really endure a temple on the mount. The beast, or the Antichrist, whatever you call him, I don't believe is Islamic. Because if so, he would oppose building a temple. So whoever this is not opposed, because he wants to be set up in that temple to be worshipped. But I believe that would probably be another sermon. But I just want you to know that, no, the Antichrist will be for setting a temple up so that he can desecrate it and set himself up to be worshipped. Revelation 6 told us the skies would be rolled back as a scroll. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21 shows his coming. Revelation 14 tells us that the blood to that valley of Armageddon, which also we see when we go to Israel, will be to the horse's bridle. One man, my son-in-law, as a matter of fact, told me when we were over there, he said he always wondered how you could have 200 million in a valley and have the blood flow so high, but he didn't realize that until he was there, could see the valley. And more events will be seen in our text in verse 2. Jesus Christ is going to rebuild a temple when he comes back at the end of the tribulation and has the judgment of nations. Then he's actually going to rebuild a temple in Jerusalem. That holy temple is described for us in Ezekiel chapters 40 through 44. Matter of fact, this will be the fourth temple. But in this one, Jesus will sit in it. Now you say fourth temple? Oh yeah. There's been two already. We know the first one Nebuchadnezzar destroyed, the second one that was destroyed in AD 70. This third one, built for the tribulation, will be destroyed. Now, I talked to the head of the Temple Institute, who is now a member of the Knesset, but at that time he was the man in charge. He's the red-headed, bearded man that you've seen him in the news, got shot, yet recovered, and he's still going in his capacity there. But I'm saying all that to say this, that they have all the material ready to build the third temple. They're ready to go at it. But they've also told me that it won't be like those first two temples. He says, we're going to have air conditioning, we're going to have garages, we're going to have modern bathrooms, and he went ahead and told about all the plans they've made. Well, the fourth temple, the one that we know about, is in Ezekiel chapter 40 through 44, and it tells us how it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be. The one that Jesus sits in. Now, I kind of wonder, I don't know this for a fact, but I kind of wonder, because it's mentioned a few times when Jesus was on earth, he said, destroy this temple and I'll rebuild it in 3 days. I really wonder if Jesus will build that temple, that fourth one, in 3 days, the most glorious of all the temples.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
Is true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible